Show with Brock and Hunter. Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Oh, good morning. 7-Eleven, Brock, Hunter.
Tuesday, right?
Yeah. Yeah, all day.
And it's Tuesday, not Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Some of you out there.
Tuesday.
Hey, it's Tuesday.
Tuesday. Yeah, it's the proper way to say it, you big dumb idiot.
Then why isn't it Wednesday and
because
Thursday?
Because that's just not how
Friday.
It's done, Hunter. That's not how it's done. It's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. You idiot. Hey, we got to keep removing here. I can't teach you proper grammar. It's time for your morning dump.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
Morning dump. Morning doom. That's how you say it.
Come on.
Tuesday.
I ain't pushing
it's
it, buddy
the Tuesday
boy.
Morning doom. As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump.
That.
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Dear God, pump it. Sorry, didn't mean to scare you.
Pump it.
Pump it. Pump it. I'm the morning doom. Mark Zuckerberg doesn't want your crazy aunt on Facebook anymore. He says he is retooling the social media company to attract more 18 to 29-year-olds. Good luck, buddy boy. Right now, 71% of Facebook users are 56 and older. Basically, it's turned the site into a hotspot for conspiracy theories and misinformation, while platforms like TikTok and Snapchat have been the place for Gen Zers. Look, there's no middle ground.
So you basically just say that old people don't know what they're talking about?
Pretty much. Here's the problem, though, Mark. Hunter. Here's the problem. See, this is why millennials were so frustrated because, look, we're too old for TikToks and Snapchats, all right? That's just ridiculous to me. Like, I am so baffled by those two things. Like, I don't get the whole dancing and lip syncing to songs. I'm baffled by some of the challenges where it's just excuses for people to be vain and be like, look at me. Oh, my God, look at me. And then also Facebook it's become such a crap show that I don't even like using it. For God's sakes, I posted something for sale, and I got trolled for just there's no middle ground anymore, and it sucks.
So I signed up back in the day for Facebook, right? That was kind of the original. I'm still kind of scrolling through Facebook. I didn't know I was going to have to sign up for 18 different apps now. To follow the trend, you have to fill your phone with apps.
I remember the first time I heard about Facebook, all right? A girl I saw during high school anyway.
It's probably called the Facebook.
I think at that point, and I think it was still just for college kids. She's like, hey, you should sign up for Facebook so we can be in contact, you know, so we can chat. And I was like, Facebook?
What is this nonsense?
And now look at, and you're absolutely right, Hunter. There's 30 different platforms that you have to be on.
It's ridiculous, man.
It's exhausting. It's exhausting.
Have you got TikTok? Have you seen TikTok? No, I just...
It's this new thing on my chat tick book. I don't know.
I mean, we probably sound old, man. We got to follow the trend if you want to know what people are doing.
It's too much. It's just exhausting.
It is too much.
And it'd be different if it was full of good stuff. It's full of garbage. All right. It's full of Aunt Karen's conspiracy theories about COVID. And then you got some 20-year-old who all she does is twerk. And everything in between. There's like nothing good on it. Nothing good on it.
I'll catch myself like once a day. Remember, I'll be scrolling and I'll just stop and I'll be like, what am I doing?
You remember when
go do something.
The hardest thing to do is to pick your top five on MySpace. Remember that? Yeah. Remember the good old days?
That's a big deal, dude.
When the biggest problem you had was who was going to be your top five and what song to have on your page when someone went there. That's what I missed.
I liked it when they moved it to top 10 because then it gave you a little leg room there, man. So you know, your friends weren't. Come on, man.
You could get more sluts on your top 10, man. That's what it was.
MySpace.
What
was before MySpace? AIM, that's what we had.
Probably.
AIM, dude, put that away message up.
I'm going to say something very old time. You know what was before MySpace? Going outside and seeing people. That's what it was. Back in my day, we went outside and talked to people face to face.
That was pretty cool. Remember that?
Yeah. Lastly, I can actually hear you getting fatter. Apparently, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups is now unveiling Reese's Peanut Butter Cups with crushed up potato chips inside.
Wait, what?
They're coming out with the big cup, And so if you could imagine, right, so a big Reese's peanut butter cup, and instead of like, you know, the Reese's minis, the Reese's PCs, or the inside is crushed up potato chips. So you get the sweet and the savory in there.
Have you ever eaten a Reese's cup and they're like, dude, I need some potato chips now?
You know, with the way society is and the extra large drinks and all of the crap that we put, this is just on par for what we're doing,
you
just right?
Throw things together, though. I mean, I guess you can because people will buy it.
Yeah. And I mean, like, don't get me wrong. I'm not going to sit here and say I don't appreciate the sweet and savory. Like, that makes sense. Same thing when you got like a chocolate covered pretzel. But folks, are we really at this point where we're just taking crunched up Lay's potato chips and just whipping them in some peanut butter and covering it in chocolate?
The only thing you can put potato chips on is a, dude, try this, a sloppy Joe.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It's good.
Yeah.
It's really good.
You do this on like a sandwich, on like a cold cut. That's delicious.
Not my Reese's. Is it Reese's Pieces or Reese's Cups?
The Reese's Peanut Butter Cup. So like the big cup, that's going to now have potato chips in there. God. Yeah. No wonder we're all on jazzy scooters just rolling around Walmart. This is what we're doing. I mean, good God. Good God.
Getting pretty big, man. Blowing up. It's because of the Reese's Cup potato chips. Oreos got how many flavors now?
900? Too many flavors.
They got their own aisle.
Yeah. Yeah.
Half of it, at least.
Can we get something that involves vegetables? I mean, is there anything?
It's always stocked.
Anything new that Jolly Green Giant is coming out with, or no? Have we given up on that? We've just given up. We've just given up.
We're a thing of the 90s, dude.
Good God. All right. Just give me my bucket of lard and my Reese's peanut butter cups full of peanut butter, of chips, while I scroll through Facebook and look at conspiracy theories and people twerking. Because that's where we're at, America.
I think in like 2001, when America became the fattest country in the world, we were just like, yeah, just lean into it.
We have to lean into it.
See where
this
goes.
I don't know what we're leaning on. It better be pretty effing sturdy. Good God.
It's broken by now, man.
Bunch of Jabba the Hutts out there. All right. There you go. It was kind of a rant. I feel like a very old, like, back in my day. All right. That is your morning dump. We'll be back.
The Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com.